I'm getting all these flashbacks to my university economics, Sandy. I'm thinking, what, like supply and demand, the law of diminishing returns, risk reward ratios.
Well, I suppose that look, if you cancel all those things out, what it equals at the moment is that there's high interest in rental properties. There's a greater demand, a greater number. Let's take those words out of the equation.
Yeah,
let's
true.
Make it plain English for those people listening. There are more people looking to buy property at the moment than there are houses available to sell. And therefore, that pushes the price up. Now, properties that, you know, if we just use that example, a house that might have sold for $340,000 6 months ago is going to make $360,000 now.
Hmm.
Now, it hasn't moved 10%. But it's moved more than 5% in that period.
It's interesting stuff, and this whole growth phenomenon—it's just not stopping at the moment, isn't it? I'm sure we're going to be hearing about this all year.
We can't make any guarantees, and we talked about crystal balls and things last week, and again just briefly at the start. I don't know where it's headed. Historically, if we look at what's happened in the past with some of the industry growth around the area and what impact it had on the property market at that time, then it would suggest that things are looking good. But who knows? But all I can tell you at the moment is all those other things. More buyers than properties available for sale also equals getting quick or you will miss out.
Yeah, as we talked about on the micro level for an individual house about creating a market, driving the price up, and happens on the macro level as well on the bigger scale.
Next week, I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. What are we talking about next week, Max?
Well, that was the thing. We failed to mention it last week. We did mention it the week before. If you have any questions, and I'm not talking to Sandy, I'm talking to you. If you have any questions about real estate in the Upper Hunter, Sandy is the man to answer them. So send us an email, studio@2nm.com.au, with any question you like. And the only caveat is the silly question is the one that you don't ask, isn't it, Sandy? So
well, that's right,
people can ask us anything at all.
They can ask us anything at all.
We can try our best.
studio@2nm.com.au. Or alternatively, shoot one to me, sandyw@johnflood.com.au. And we'd be happy to answer them on the show. And also, if they come through to the station or to me, we'll give you a quick email reply too.
We
hear a lot of questions from time to time. It might sound silly, but it could be a simple answer.
Exactly. And if you don't have email, just give us a call at the office here, 654-31588. Sandy, thank you so much for today.
Thanks, Max.
Exciting
Happy
times.
Happy Australia Day to everyone for Thursday.
Yes. It's sort of the time of year, isn't it, where you very rarely work five-day weeks. I think we've got one coming up this week. It's going to be a complete shock to us to work 5 days. The Real Estate Show, proudly brought to you by John Flood Estate Agents. Check out the podcast at johnflood.com.au or even at 2nm.com.au. And we shall return next week on 981 2NM, the Heart of the Hunter. Thanks, Sandy.
Thanks, Max.
See you later.